from the KTO newsroom in Juneau. I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. The National Weather Service has Juneau under a high wind warning, with gusts expected up to 80 miles per hour through Sunday afternoon. Peak winds are expected Friday night and Saturday. Sailings of the Alaska Marine Highway System's Fairweather and Aurora ferries have been canceled today due to high winds, heavy seas, and freezing spray. Juneau's Urban Avalanche Advisory is reporting moderate avalanche danger. Natural and human-triggered avalanches may be possible in wind-loaded areas. Advisory says to avoid spending time above the gates in the Barrens neighborhood. Extensive work rebuilding Douglas Harbor is 85% complete, with contractors projected to finish work by the end of March or early April. That's according to the City of Murrow of Juneau, which has invested millions to renovate the 120-slip harbor on Gastineau Channel. Deputy Port Director Eric Schall says the new dock is a superior design.
The new floats will have new LED lights that will illuminate the docks really well, that will sit on the docks this time. The old lights were up on the poles, and so as the tides went up and down, the lighting changed. The new LEDs will use less power, but they'll also provide better lighting, and they should not throw so much light up the hill at the neighbors.
Following demolition work and dredging the harbor, the upgrades of Douglas Harbor are in their third and final phase. Tricano Construction is the lead contractor, with several subcontractors completing the electrical and plumbing to service the slips. Shell says most boaters are hunkered down for the winter, but Juneau Docks and Harbors reminds the boating public to steer clear of the work area.
Tricano is almost done, and so they have their barge and crane kind of out at the end of the headwalks, out at the end of D or C float right now. And so there's not a lot of maneuvering room back in there. They need some space, so we just ask that the boating public not venture into the construction zone in Douglas Harbor.
The new $6 million design has no wooden pilings in the water and uses less metal that could rust. The new dock is projected to last 40 to 50 years. A former Juneau gift shop owner was ordered to spend almost 2 months in jail after pocketing nearly $200,000 in sales taxes and then falling behind on repaying the City and Borough of Juneau. 61-year-old Larry Lee Lind was operator of Woolly Mammoth Gifts and Sourdough Larry's when he was charged with failing to pay or remit sales taxes due to the CBJ between 2005 and 2011. Lind was earlier ordered to serve 10 years on probation and pay nearly $192,000 in restitution, but he was hauled back to court recently because he only made a few payments.
If I could pay, I definitely would. It's very important to me. I do appreciate the patience, and I will be paying. And I have a couple things that are going on that have potential where I'm going to have a better cash flow. I don't like this holding over me, and I am going to pay. I just need a little time.
City officials say Lynn has been dodging his sales tax obligation for years. That's the latest from the KTO newsroom.